anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 5. Again, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you've shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Verses 5 through 15, Matthew chapter 6. Lord, thank you for the privilege, the blessing, the opportunity we have of being able to come to you in prayer any time of the day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, knowing that you always, 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 always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Thank you for the opportunity for us to walk with you in prayer day by day. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to spend time with you, walking with you, as we spend time reading and meditating on your word as well. Help us to grow on our understanding of the need for us to walk closer and closer to you and to live a life where we're always listening to you, listening to your word, listening to your spirit, listening to your guidance, your counsel, your direction. Thank you for the privilege of being able to walk with you in close fellowship every single day. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you that once again, Urban Family and American Family Association are partnering with a ministry called India Partners, and they address a very important critical need in our culture and our world. Girls as young as 8 are being trafficked and sold in the red light areas of Mumbai, India. They are forced to work in brothels against their will, many becoming mothers. And these young children grow up in a place surrounded by sexual abuse and violence because their mothers work in the sex trade. You can help rescue a child from India's red light districts and help her escape the dangers of the brothels. India Partners operates what are called safe houses in Mumbai, India, away from the red light districts, where these children can escape the brothels and be relocated. Simply for $7.08, that small gift can help provide one day of safety, rescue, and care for a child escaping the red light districts. Your gift today will save a child and relocate her to a safe house. A day in a safe house includes full room and board, full-time school for children, private tutoring, medical attention, counseling, and most importantly, opportunities to hear about the love of Jesus Christ and to hear the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're not only keeping them safe, but giving them a chance to have a new future and to come to know Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Well, an important question to ask is, how many days of safety can you provide? And keep in mind, $100 can provide 2 weeks of safety for a young girl. Or keep in mind, $212 can provide a full month of safety for a girl. $50 provides a week of safety, rescue, and care. If you'd like to get involved in this very important outreach, we invite you to do so. Just call the number, this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. Again, that's at afr.net. Let me remind you also that I want to invite you, if you possibly can, if you live in the Memphis community or would like to come to the Memphis community, we do have coming up on February 23rd, Thursday, a prayer seminar sponsored by Urban Family Communications in the Memphis, Tennessee community. It will be at New Generation Ministries Empowerment Center. That's the name of the church. The address is 2041 South Lauderdale Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38106. The pastor is Reverend Dr. Russell Morrow. Again, that's New Generation Ministries Empowerment Center, 2041 South Lauderdale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. The date is Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. Please come out and be with us if you live in the Memphis community. If you can't be there, please pray for God's Spirit to accomplish all He desires to accomplish as we come together for an important event, a prayer seminar, basic rudiments of prayer. And, you know, keep in mind, God is calling all of us, His children, to pray and to pray much. We're called to be a people given to prayer. And the fact is, if we're wise, all of us will stay in the school of prayer all our life long and will never, ever graduate. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has more and more to teach us about prayer, about drawing closer and closer to the Lord, and learning how to become a much more fruitful vessel in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Hope you'll join us and be there if you possibly can. We're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Pastor Ruthie Harper. She's the author of the book, The Morning I Saw Heaven. She and her husband also co-pastor. I'm misstating her name, Ruthie Hooper. I keep wanting to change Pastor Hooper's last name. Pastor Ruthie Hooper, and she and her husband co-pastor Community Chapel Assembly of God Church in Shelby, Mississippi. Pastor Hooper, how are you this afternoon?
Good evening. I'm fine. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for taking the time to be on with us. And again, I had the privilege, only the privilege of meeting you by phone, but you did send us a copy of the book, and I had a chance to take a look at the book. Powerful, powerful testimony. And the name of the book, the name of your book is The Morning I Saw Heaven, A Glimpse into God's Glory. So as we start, Pastor Hooper, if you'll take a few moments, tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself before we get to the book itself.
Okay, I'm co-pastor Ruthie Hooper, and I co-pastor along with my husband, Pastor Curtis Hooper, of Community Chapel Assembly of God here in Shelby. And I am a nurse, a mother, an author. I'm over the girls' ministry in our district, and I'm over national women's ministry also with the Mississippi District Assemblies of God.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I attend Delta State University and also Mississippi Valley State University.
So you're a busy pastor and doing with all kinds of hats that you're wearing these days, I guess, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, then. And today you're going to share with us about a powerful and a very unique experience the Lord gave you and the book that you wrote about it. The book title is The Morning I Saw Heaven, A Glimpse into God's Glory. Tell us about your book.
Yes, this book is The Morning I Saw Heaven, A Glimpse into God's Glory. And in the book, it's my testimony about I had asked the Lord to give me a glimpse of heaven, and He did. And so He took me to heaven, and He began to take me a tour around heaven. Now, Jesus was at the throne, so I didn't get a chance to see Him, but I kept asking the Holy Spirit, which was leading me and guiding me throughout heaven, I kept asking Him, how do you get to the throne? So what inspired me to write this book is that to try to get as many people to heaven as possible. And so my brother had an alcoholic problem, and I wanted to know if he made it to heaven. So I didn't really know if he made it or not, so I asked the Lord to give me a glimpse. And when the Lord took me to heaven, the first person I saw was my brother.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And when did this experience happen, Pastor Hooper?
It happened in December 2005. I mentioned it in the book, and that's when it happened.
Okay.
December 2005.
Okay, what day of the week was that?
It was, I can't remember, but I think it was, yes, I do. It was on a Saturday.
A Saturday.
Saturday morning, exactly.
Okay. Was it a vision you had when you were asleep, or were you wide awake when it happened?
You know, Pastor Parker, I was actually there, and the proof is that I made a statement when I was in heaven, and one of the ladies that I was talking to, I said, when I was on earth, I preached this message.
Mm-hmm.
So that let me know then that I was there.
Okay.
And another evidence is that when you're in heaven and when you see all the things that I saw in heaven,
mm-hmm.
there is no way that the natural body can contain what you see.
Mm-hmm.
You won't live through it in the natural body.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't in the natural body.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw, the natural body could not contain it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when you first arrived there, you said you saw your brother. Well, what were some of the other things you saw in addition to seeing and talking to your brother when you first arrived?
Great question. The first thing I saw, I was sitting on this porch, and then I looked down the street, and I saw all the mansions. Oh, they are so beautiful. And the first thing I said was, oh, we are in heaven. And then, so the Holy Spirit began to take me on a tour. He began to take me to this small apartment. And then I saw this lady and her child. After that, we went to the temple. There was a temple. There's a temple in heaven. Revelation speaks about the temple. And in this temple, there was so much worshiping. They mm-hmm. was worshiping Jesus. They was praising him. So after I left the temple, and he began to take me to other places of heaven, and I saw animals. I saw horses, because the Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back on a horse.
That's right.
I saw, mm-hmm. yes, I saw horses. I saw dogs. I saw cats. Everything that's on earth is just a replica of what's in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
There are houses on earth. There's houses in heaven. There's mansions on earth. There are mansions in heaven. And so even the mansions are lined up on each side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw there's a country in heaven because everybody don't like living in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so God showed me this country because some people don't like living in the city. So he built the country for them.
Mm-hmm.
And heaven is all about our desire,
mm-hmm.
what we desire. He made it just like the Garden of Eden. He made the garden to suit man, and he made earth to suit man. But mm-hmm. that's the way heaven is. It's
okay.
about our desire.
Well, did the Lord let you see your mansion while you were there?
You know, excuse me, that was a good question. That was one of the questions I asked when I came back. I asked, I said, well, Lord, why didn't you let me see my mansion? He said, because I'm saving it for a surprise.
That's neat. That's neat. Praise God. Well, Reverend Hooper, okay, so you saw your brother, and you shared about a struggle your brother had in his lifetime that was a matter of concern when he died. Can you share about that?
Oh, yes, sure. My brother had an alcoholic problem.
Mm-hmm.
He just drank every day. As a matter of fact, like all day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would witness to him about the Lord, but he never would accept it with me. He never would accept the Lord with me. So when he died, he had a massive heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and it was from drinking so much. And so,
Pastor Hooper, I'm going to jump in here. We're coming up on a break. If you would pick up right there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Pastor Ruthie Hooper. She's the author of the book, The Morning I Saw Heaven. We'll be right back.
Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy, and hate a bribe. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. In keeping yet another promise, President Donald Trump has nominated one of the people from his list to fill the open seat on the Supreme Court due to Justice Scalia's untimely death. Judge Neil Gorsuch served on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit where he was previously confirmed with a unanimous vote by the U.S. Senate, including votes by Senators Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein. Judge Gorsuch is an originalist, textualist, and a conservative jurist who will serve our nation well on the high court.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
One of my favorite jams is by the talented family Forever Jones called He Wants It All. Every year, and even throughout New Year's, one thing on people's lists to improve on, other than losing weight, is a closer relationship with Jesus. Today, right now, is always the best day to give our Heavenly Daddy your all. How do you do that, you ask? One great start is by asking Him, what is it that you would have me to do today for your glory? Keep in mind, it will consist of trials, faith, and guts. Yes, guts. Living for Jesus is never a dull moment. In fact, it's an adventure. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus is speaking and He says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Equipped with Chris Brooks.
This program is an apologetic endeavor. What I want to do is really train you in the art and science of defending and commending your Christian faith to people who maybe they've been hurt by the church, maybe they don't believe like you believe, and you're saying to yourself, how do I have an effective conversation with them? Well, we're looking for an evangelistic edge, if you will, that will allow us to more effectively, more contextualize the gospel so that we can reach men and women for Christ. Quite often, the on-ramp, if you will, is looking at culture and taking advantage of the conversations that folks are already having and saying, how can I leverage this to get people to talk about Jesus? This show becomes kind of massively significant to you if your desire is to reach people for Christ.
Get equipped with Chris Brooks.
Join me Monday through Friday at noon Central Time on Urban Family Talk.
Of Mandisa, the song God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Pastor Ruthie Hooper. She is the author of the book, The Morning I Saw Heaven. And Pastor Hooper, before you pick up sharing, continuing with the story you started, just a reminder to our listeners, you know, something that's interesting to note is that over the last several years, God has had a number of people who've had this a similar experience to yours who've authored books. I think of books entitled, one is entitled Heaven is for Real, another one 90 Minutes in Heaven. And also, obviously, in the Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul speaks of an opportunity when God caught him up to the third heaven as well. And so you're in good company with others who had similar experiences, though. But would you pick up with your story where you started?
Yes, sure. As I was saying, my brother had an alcoholic problem, and he would drink every day. And so he had a massive heart attack at 48, at age 48, mm-hmm. because of the drinking. And so I wanted to know, did he make it to heaven? So I prayed about 2 weeks, and I asked the Lord, Lord, let me know if he made it in. Give me a glimpse of heaven. And the Lord told me, he said, Ruth, if I give you a glimpse, you're not going to want to come back. And so, but I kept insisting. I kept asking him. And so when I got to heaven, when the Lord took me to heaven, the first somebody I saw was my brother. And I walked over to him, and I called him by his name. I said, you don't drink anymore. And he said, no, because I came here to be detoxified. And at that point, the Lord reminded me of Mark chapter 9, verse 19, when the boy was demon-possessed and the disciple couldn't cast him out. So Jesus said, bring him to me. And so the Lord was letting me know that he brought my brother to him in heaven so that he can detoxify him, clean him, heal him and from all of the alcoholic that he had been drinking.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, so you saw and visited with your brother. Then what were some of the other experiences that you had while you were there?
While I was there, I went into this store. There was a store. There is a store in heaven, and there are stores in heaven. But he just took me to this particular store, and when I went into the store, there was this little boy there, and see, like I say, it's all about the desires of your heart, him giving the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. So the little boy wanted some bubble gum, and his mother was standing there, and he thought that he wasn't going to get his bubble gum, so he was looking sad. Mm-hmm. So I looked down at him. I didn't say anything with my mouth, but my look was telling him to check in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And so he looked in his pocket, and he pulled out some bubble gum, and he was so happy. Hmm. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, there are stores in there. He said, children love to go to the store.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So there's bubble gum in heaven, too.
Oh, yes. Whatever okay. you like is there. Mm-hmm. It's about okay. the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's cake, there's ice cream, there's whatever. Whatever is sold at McDonald's, it is there, you know. Amen. Whatever you eat at Christmas time, cake time, mm-hmm. it is there. That's why Jesus said he's going to prepare a banquet for us.
Amen. But no high blood pressure, no diabetes, none of that
oh,
stuff.
No. No. There is Amen. No sickness. You can eat all you want, and you won't get fat.
Amen. Amen. And so did you see other people that you knew while you were there?
Oh, Pastor, now this is a great revelation. I don't have to explain it yet. I saw people that was still living here on earth while I was in heaven. But this is the revelation that goes with that. You know, Jesus says, I am which is, which was, and which is to come. Mm-hmm. So he took me into the which is to come. And I began to see people that were still alive here mm-hmm. on earth. And that was the question I saw. The Lord said, Lord, why did I still see people that in heaven but was alive on earth? And he said, Ruth, what you saw was them in their glorified body. Mm-hmm. I took you into the which is to come, which is the future, which mm-hmm. is, you know, on into eternity. And mm-hmm. I saw them, Pastor, in their glorified body.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes. That's revelation.
Amen. That's revelation. Amen. And so you saw lots of houses, mansions and small houses and big houses as well. That was a big part of what you saw, you said, throughout your time.
Yes. Yes, I did. Because, like I say, in Psalms 37:4, you know, the Bible tells us that I will give you the desires of the heart. Mm-hmm. It's just like here on earth. A lot of people, they don't like living in mansions. Mm-hmm. Or they don't want to stay They would rather have an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get to heaven, some people don't want to stay in a mansion. They would rather just have an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gives them whatever their desire is.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
That's how beautiful mansion, Pastor. That's why, oh, my God, we can't miss it because the mansions are so beautiful. They're breathtaking till you mm-hmm. can't describe them on earth.
Amen. Well, you know, something I think of, Pastor Hooper, is that, you know, sometimes you hear people make a statement which really is a wrong statement to make. That sometimes people may say, well, a certain person is so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. But the reality is, if in fact we are heavenly minded, it makes us much more fruitful both here and for eternity as well. On the other hand, when we don't have much of a vision or aren't looking forward to heaven, then we won't be that productive down here either. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so having heaven as a vision and a goal before us is important because, you know, of course, as believers, it not only should we desire and look forward to going there, it should be our desire that all of our children and our grandchildren, our uncles, our aunts, our cousins, and friends and associates and we should want to take as many people with us to heaven as we possibly can.
Exactly, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, Pastor, I'm so glad you said that because that was one of the things the Lord told me. And you remember in Matthew, it talks about that there are many people that are on the road that lead to destruction. Now, the key word is many. And he also said that there are just a few people that are on the road that leads to eternal life. Mm-hmm. And the question that Jesus asked me in order to evangelize the world is the question was, what are we doing about the many?
That's right. That's right. I want to ask, Pastor Hooper, would you take time to pray for our listeners that every single listener would grow in their understanding of the need for all of us to be passionately involved with the work of evangelizing and discipling people? That, of course, that's what every believer, the whole church, is called to go and make disciples. And we're not to do it casually. We're to do it passionately as a lifestyle. But would you pray for our listeners to grow in their understanding of that truth?
Yes, I sure will. Father, in Jesus' name, I just come to you right now. We come boldly to your throne.
Thank you, Lord.
Asking for grace and mercy, not just for ourselves, but the listeners that are listening now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that heaven is real. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that we have an adversary, the devil.
Jesus.
And Lord, but we realize, Jesus, that you gave your life and you gave it more abundantly, that we can have abundant life. I pray for everyone that's listening to this broadcast right now.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, oh Lord, that you would give them a burden of intercession.
Thank you, Lord.
To pray for the lost. Father, you said that hell has enlarged itself. And Father, we realize that it has enlarged itself because it's getting ready, it's preparing for more people. But
yes,
we
Lord.
Pray today, Lord God, that your word, even coming from this program,
yes, Lord,
will go into the hearts of people. And we give them a desire to do just like the jailer did.
Thank you, Lord.
And say, what must I do to be saved?
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, you said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord.
Thank you,
shall
Lord.
Be saved.
Thank
Lord,
you,
I ask Jesus. That you would just give them that deep desire to call upon you while there is yet time.
Thank
in
you,
In the
Lord,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, when we talk about, Pastor Hooper, the topic of heaven, you know, it's so important for us to understand that as believers, it's critical that we understand that this life is so, so short. Even if a person lives to be 100 years old or a little older, life is still so, so very short. And eternity goes on and on and on and on and never ends. And as one person said, they said, eternity is 1,000 years with the ends knocked out of it. It never, ever comes to an end. And so as believers, we need to be preparing for eternity, our home, because, again, whatever your life is, it's going to be very short, no matter what your age you live to. And so we should be preparing for an eternity with Jesus Because the sad reality is if we don't prepare adequately, we don't want to spend an eternity in a place, the place called hell. So we all need to be heavenly minded then. So, well, yes. What would be some other things like, tell us about, in the book, you talk about the light in heaven. Would you share a little bit more about that?
Oh, pardon me?
You talk about the light of heaven and the lighting that you saw in heaven. Oh. Would you share about that?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, I walked into this room, this lady apartment, and I was cutting on the light. I went to the light switch to cut it on.
Mm-hmm.
And the light was already on. In heaven, there is no natural light like we experience because mm-hmm. Jesus is the light. And even in heaven, the look is like 12 noon, like it's 12 o'clock noon on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no darkness in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
There is no sickness in heaven. Mm-hmm. There's no disease, no light, because mm-hmm. Jesus is that light. And it's always light in heaven. And the mm-hmm. light is so beautiful that you are drawn to it the whole time you're there. You just mm-hmm. want to go to that light, which is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned about you sort of toured a few of the homes there as well and saw people in the homes too?
Yes, they were in. Actually, they were standing outside of their mansion.
Okay.
And when I said, we're in heaven. And then the lady down the street near her mansion, she said the same thing. She said, oh, we're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor, it is so beautiful. I saw my son and his wife. Mm-hmm. They're married. I saw them in heaven. Mm-hmm. And even though they go through marriage problems at times, but mm-hmm. I know that they will make it to heaven. Because mm-hmm. I saw them there.
Praise God.
Them there.
That's
and
good.
I also know that their marriage is ordained of God because I saw them together in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay, then. And so when you went through some of the houses, what were some other things that you saw?
Oh, wow. It's just like earth, natural-looking things, but it's more beautiful, more splendid, like, in this apartment that this lady was in, she had a bar.
Mm-hmm.
She had a bedroom. She had carpet on the floor. And just different thing that looked just like earth.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want in your house on earth, it is there in heaven, but it's just more splendid and more beautiful.
Hmm. Okay.
I saw chandeliers was there, chandeliers, just normal things.
Mm-hmm. And so just all kinds of beautiful sights inside as well as outside the houses that you saw, right?
Oh, Pastor, yes. The flowers that are there. Oh, there is so much love in those flowers that mm-hmm. When you pass by them, they're like talking to you. They're like saying, oh, welcome, Ruthie. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I asked the Lord, I said, well, why did the flowers seem like they was talking to me? He said, Ruthie, because anything that comes out of me has love in them because mm-hmm. I am God and God is love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, tell me, too, and you said you saw lots of animals as well then.
Yes, I did. I saw the first animal.
We're going to have to jump in. We've got a break coming up one more time, and we'll pick up there. Our guest is Pastor Ruthie Hooper, the author of The Morning I Saw Heaven. We'll be right back after this break.
All he did was he went to bed with a drink. He woke up with a drink. He was on the road to no return. I'm thankful for Teen Challenge, and today, you know, we have tears of joy.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American, I am an American!
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for
Tune
all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says instead of asking God to make a way ahead of us, we ask Him to clean up after us. But that's not the relationship God wants. And we'll learn more about that today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Much of what we want God to do in our lives is take care of our mess. Because we have ruled ourselves or gotten other people to act like God in our lives, and we need God to fix it up. He says, I want you to go after my rule in your life. I want you to find out, pursue, run after, locate. What do you do in life when you don't know a certain area that you need to know about? You find somebody who does. Many of us wouldn't be dealing what we are dealing with today if He was checked ahead of time. What God says is because I was not checked with in your life, your decision making with regard to time and money and parenting and relationships and this and that and the other, because I was never consulted, the only time you use me is to fix up your mess, to bail you out of your predicament. And in grace, He often does, but that's not the relationship He wants. He wants to be on the front end. I love it when members are seeking, well, what does God think about this before they made the final decision? Because that means they are seeking God first. The issue is first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And that's the subject of Tony's CD series, Restoring God to His Rightful Place. Check it out online at tonyevans.org. And then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
music of Nicole C. Mullen on the song On My Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our phone guest today is Pastor Ruthie Hooper. She's the author of the book, The Morning I Saw Heaven. Pastor Hooper, if someone listening wants to get a copy of the book, how would they get a copy of it?
Okay, sure. They can go on Amazon, and I'm on Amazon.
Okay.
And also they can get it by my email. It's Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R, 8381@bellsouth.net. Or they can message me through Facebook. It's Ruthie Hooper on Facebook.
Okay.
And last of all, they can do it by phone call at 662-398-7611. Also, Pastor, I'll be doing a book signing at the Business Women Export. It's going to be March 18, 2017, from 10 until 3, and it's open to the public at the United Family Life Center in Cleveland, Mississippi.
Okay.
And it's being hosted by Talila Brown McCoy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what time again is that?
It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., March the 18th, 2017, on a Saturday.
All righty then. And if someone listening wants to come visit you at the church where you and your husband co-pastor, you said the name of the church is Community Chapel Assembly of God, correct?
Yes.
And where are you located?
Community Chapel Assemblies of God. It's pastored by Pastor Curtis Hooper, and I am the co-pastor. And we're located at 1205 Robert D. Gray Avenue, Shelby, Mississippi.
Okay, then. Okay, and you know, both of you being pastors, you know, having Hooper as your last name, that's a good name for a pastor, isn't it?
So. Yes, it is.
All righty.
Yes, it is. I thank God had ordained it. You know, Pastor, the Holy Spirit is just leading me for something briefly to say.
Okay.
It's concerning about the rich man and Lazarus, you know. Lazarus went to heaven, Abraham's bosom, and the rich man, he died and he went to hell.
Right.
What's so amazing is this, Pastor. You know, we have an enemy. His name is Satan. And he will have us so blind, spiritually blind here on earth. But then if we die without Jesus and end up in hell, he let our eyes become 20/20. We can see everything. Because the rich man saw. The rich man saw Abraham, Lazarus in Abraham's bosom.
That's right.
So, and another thing, Pastor, he can have our mind so distorted, like naturally people go through Alzheimer's or dementia, you know, and I've seen a lot of that as a nurse. But when he'll let us be like that. He'll afflict us like that on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if we die without Jesus and go through hell, then he let us have a sound mind, because
that's
the
right.
Rich man was able to reason and understand and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
He was even able to say, I have five brothers at home.
That's right.
So,
you know, Pastor Hooper, that you're making such a powerful and a critical point for every believer to really grasp that. Again, the rich man, it appears before he dies, it appears he's caught up in making money, being a business person, dressing fancy, doing things that people do, carrying on the business of life. But when he dies and sadly goes straight to hell, the two things he asks for, one is a little water for relief, and secondly, he asks, again, as you were just alluding to, for someone to go and preach to his five brothers because he doesn't want them to come to this terrible, terrible place. And it looks like he's a lot more evangelism-minded as someone who's condemned to eternity in hell. He's more evangelism-minded than a whole lot of believers. And that's something to really think about.
Right. And he even had a prayer, intercessory prayer life in hell. Because remember he said, I pray. He said, I pray that you would send Lazarus.
That's right.
So he learns to pray in hell. He learns to win souls in hell.
And sadly, he waits till it's too late because,
there
again, once he's dying in hell, there's nothing he can do to affect his brothers. Yet, sadly, all his life, his mind was, I guess, caught up in making money and doing what he did as a rich man. And the problem wasn't being rich. It's just he didn't bother with Jesus in his lifetime. He didn't bother to get to know Jesus and to live for Jesus, you know. So,
and you know what, Pastor?
What's that?
The Bible said that he was dressed in linen, fine linen clothes, which means linen. You know, that's what they wrapped Jesus up into, linen cloth. Linen means church clothes. So he was a church goer.
Okay.
And he knew about miracles.
Yet, and sadly, it's something to think that there are, though, lots of people that go to church but have never made the step of asking Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. And so there may be a lot of good denominational folks all straight in the middle of hell, sadly, because they never made that all-important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into their heart as Lord and Savior. All-important decision. I tell you what, Pastor Hooper, I'm going to take a moment now. There might be someone listening knows that, or they're not sure if they're saved. Or you might think that you might know you're not saved, but you know you want to be saved so that you can go and spend all eternity with God in heaven. You don't want to go to hell. You want to go to heaven. You want to spend eternity with the Lord. If you're listening and you're not sure if you're saved or you know you're not saved, today is a good day to get saved. I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me because, again, remember, today is a good day to get saved. And remember, tomorrow's not promised to any one of us. And as long as we're alive, we have that opportunity to make the greatest and most important decision in all of life, the decision to ask Jesus Christ to come in as Lord and Savior of our lives. So for every single listener, wherever you might be, I want to invite you just to pray this prayer with me if you want to accept Christ and be sure that you'll spend all eternity with Jesus in heaven. Dear Lord, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world. You lived and you died on the cross to pay for my sins. Lord Jesus, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. And right now, I confess to you, I do believe that Jesus Christ came to this world. I do believe that he lived, and I believe that he died on the cross to pay for my sins. And I do believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord Jesus, I repent of all my wrongs. Forgive me. And right now, Lord, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, you told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation. And I now declare I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. And let me say to any listener that just made that step and prayed with us, please get in touch with us and let us know. We'd like to get some discipleship information to you. My email address is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker, P-A-R-K-E-R, @afa.net. Or you can call us at 1-662-844-5036, extension 381. And we'd really like to hear from you. Let us know you made that step. I want to get you some information to help you grow up in your faith. Pastor Hooper, would you share once again, if someone wants to get a copy of the book, tell them one more time how they can get the book.
Sure. You can purchase it on Amazon, or you can email me at Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R, 8381 @bellsouth.net. Or you can message me on Facebook, or you can call 662-398-7611.
Amen. Okay, then. We have just a few moments left. Our time is just about gone, but can you share very briefly about what happened when you went to the temple in heaven?
Well, Yes. Pastor, you know, like in church, there's a certain seat that you just love to sit in. And, mm-hmm. you know, everybody have their own special seat when they go to church. Mm-hmm. But when I entered this temple, when I got to the door, in heaven, either the door opened for you or you walk straight through. Mm-hmm. Remember when Peter, when Jesus set Peter free from the prison, the gates opened for him?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the way it was in heaven. So when I got in the temple, they was really praising God. They was really singing and praising God. Mm-hmm. And so the temple seats were set up. It was set up like a theater. Mm-hmm. And so I always like to sit on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up over there on the end of the seat. And okay. Pastor, when I looked down, my name was written on it.
Your name was already on the seat. Hmm.
My name was there. Because, see, that's where I love to sit. So Jesus, he does special things for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so my name was there. When I looked down, it was like I just zoomed over there. It was just, I just, like, flying over there. I just flew over there
mm-hmm.
to the end of that row, and that was my seat.
Okay.
So much worship and everything centered on Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you mentioned when you woke up after having the vision, in the book you mentioned that it was painful to come back.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. The reason it was so painful because when you're in heaven, you have all that joy. You don't have knowledge of I've been sick or of knowledge of, you know, like Jesus said, everything has been made new. You don't have no knowledge of if anyone did you wrong. I mean, all of that has passed away. And so you're enjoying heaven. You're mm-hmm. seeing all this glory, and you're experiencing all his presence. And when you come back, it's like returning to, you like go into like a state of depression because you don't want to come back. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that the Lord told me. If I gave you a glimpse, Ruthie, you wouldn't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
He told me the truth. Mm-hmm. And so when I came back, I cried for about two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks. I just cried and cried and cried because I didn't want to be back here.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that comforted me was this.
Mm. Okay, our time is just about completely gone here. Pastor Ruthie Hooper has been our guest today. Thank you so much, Pastor Hooper, for being with us today. And again, for all of those that are listening, one again, if you want to get in touch with her, her email was hooper8381@bellsat.net, and you can get the book as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.